Rabuna Bray, Rabbi Yeshua, Leia Marinel, and Bemavoy Shmoinen. Bemavoy Shiva, Nitr, Be'oimen, Rubal Aparts. Kavachar Mechotzer. Ma Chotzer, Shaina, Niteris, Belechi, Vekaira, Niteris, Be'oimen, Rubal Aparts. Mavoy, Shinitr, Belechi, Vekaira, Eno Din, Shinitr, Be'oimen, Rubal Aparts. Says, knock off the Kavachar, Malachot, Shain, Kritzos, Be'eser. Timer by Mavoy, Shpitzos, and Barba. Suburban Braid of Yeshua, Mavoy, now a Pritzos, a Beesser. So the Gemara appears, Hashemshah, to want to learn that Oyman Rubal Aparetz will help a Mavoy, Matra Mavoy, and it's based on the Kavachamri we learned from Chatzir. All of you have been focused, I think, on two basic issues which stand out. It's number one, the halach of Oyman Merubal Aparetz is Pashas halach and Kol HaTorah Kulo. It doesn't only apply to Mavoy or to Chatzir. The concept exists certainly in Sukkah. It's a sort of halacha, a lot of halachas the Erevin apply to Sukkah too. We find the halach also in Kilayim. We want to divide it into two areas, two fields. I mean, this is not a new idea of Oyman Rubal Aparetz. It's not something unique to Mavoy. It's not something unique to Chatzir. In fact, it's a sugya in Daf Tesvav. The Gemara in Daf Tesvav, we have a machlokes there, goof, whether the shear is Paretz Ke'oymei, or whether I need Oyman Rubal Aparetz. According to the sugya there, it appears that they're based on Halach L'Mosh Misinai's. One mandamar reports the halacha mosh v'sina is being paretz ge'oimed. One mandamar reports the halacha mosh v'sina is emet rubal aparetz. But either way, these are halacha mosh v'sina's. These are givens. So what in the world is this kal v'chaimer being learned to Mavoy? That emet rubal aparetz will work by Mavoy. We know that. That's nothing new. No chiddush. Nothing spad. Nothing different. So that's a given. So what do I need a kal v'chaimer to learn that when Merubal Aparetz works by Mavoy? That's a given based on halacha mosh v'sina, we learn in Daf Tesvav. And I think a deeper question, which certainly bothered me, is the assumption seems to be that by chatzar the din is more pashut. By chatzar it's understood, that's a given. And we want to take a known halacha by chatzar and learn it to Mavoy. Why, whatever this din that we're being learned, Merubal Aparetz, why is this din being learned from Chatzir to Mavoy? What is more basic about Chatzir that I have a permission to learn to Mavoy? The problem gets worse when we look at Taisus. Taisus says, Kal v'chamer mechatzir, afagav de chatzir Mavoy shavin, shehen merubayin. I'm sorry. Afal bi dechatzer mavi shavin kishehin muubayin tzrichen pas dalit vim archen yes yoisel rochba nitarn balechi v'kayru. So Tosfos is bothered that in many cases chatzer and mavi have similar halachas. Mikol mokum avid kal v'chaimer shabir v'mokum delay mahani lechi v'kayru dahina b'muubayim mahani oimen ruba. So Taisva says, the Chiddush is from a case of where I find by Chatzar a certain din doesn't work, and yet the din Merubah works, learn from there to Mavoy. And then Taisva continues, the Mechitz revis hu da'avid kal v'chaimer dilihani oimen Merubah. Aval sheyoyil oimen Merubah v'chol dalet Mechitzis? Lekin l'melef d'dayo lovim min adin liyoyis k'nidoin k'moy lechi. Taisva actually goes further. He tells me that Oyman Merubah will only work in the fourth wall. It won't even work in the three walls of Mavoy, which is even more incredible. The din of Oyman Merubah Aparetz is not a din restricted to Chatzar, restricted to Mavoy. As we said, it's in halachas of Kilayim. It's everywhere. So what do you mean it doesn't work in Mavoy, the din of Oyman Merubah? What's going on? What does Taisus mean? So the Dvarim are clearly Tmuyim and need a Hesber. As we spoke about this week, we find in the various Sephronim, unusual in Erevin, so far we've been very quiet. But all of a sudden here, we have Kama V'Kama Chronim weighing in, trying to understand what the Chiddush of this Sugi is. So I gave you a few of them. We'll focus on a couple of them right now. the Gain Yaakov, which you saw. It's a very interesting teretz. He wants to say, normally I only say Oymen Ribo L'Paretz, I say only when I have Gipufe. I have two sides, two things that are delineating the sides of a Pesach. But where I have only one side, Mehech Teis, you say Oymen Ribo L'Paretz. Zokteh, that's the limud. We learn from Chotzer to Mavoi that even when I have only Gipuf, one side, that's sufficient to qualify and tell me the din of Merub al HaParetz. The problem, it's almost like a pellet to me from beginning to end. First of all, Mehecha Teis. In the Rishonim, I didn't see anything about a Gipuf Echad, Shnei Gipuf. The Rishonim should have said that's what the Liman was about. I didn't see any remiz to Rashi like that. And even more than that, as the you may have seen, may have noticed, that the Rabbi Yalev Malan in his Chidushim raises some very fundamental questions. He asks from the case of the Karen Zavis, why over here, we're going to learn soon that Karen Zavis, the Piskel Le'avi De'inshi, the Piskel the Karen Zavis Le'avi De'inshi, he wants to know what is the case. That lechera should be a case of Oymen Ribo L'Paretz. That's a case of one gipuf. It's one side going into nothing. So he says over there, why don't you say it works? Elamai, so he puts it. He says, Elamai, you're saying no. The two tzadim over here are really, when you have this, these are really two gipufe. So these are two gipufe, hajra kusha l'duchta. Over here, we're also talking about hostages. We could be talking about at least one gipuf, two gipufe also. I don't have cleared semen in the walls. I just have walls. That also should be two gipufe. So he says, mimanav shach, he doesn't understand if the chiddush is true, no, then this is two gipufe. You didn't learn anything new. And he leaves dvarav b'tzarachim. He himself, the Gain Yaakov, says Tzarech at the end, Tzarech Teretz, Tzarech Talmud, whatever well, that Tzadi test means. But here is it's like a shot in the dark. The Rishonim don't say it. Mechatesi, that's what the Sugya is talking about. We find another Teretz in the Chazayin Ish. Anybody have a Chazayin Ish offhand? Or I'll just say it over. Chazayin Ish says a very interesting approach. He wants to say that even though I know Oymen Ribo L'Paretz from the sugya and Daf Tesvav. And by the way, we in this sugya we use the words Oymen Ribo L'Paretz. Tosfos asked the kasha later. The last Tosfos wants, no, wait a minute. We paskin Paretz Goymed is in fact mutter. Tosfos says this sugya is going Ribo Daman Damar. Oymen Ribo L'Paretz is kosher. That's Tosfos makes that statement later. It's just we know what we're talking about. The Chazon Ish. To explain this takes a very interesting approach. There's a number of chidushim. Chidush one, which wasn't such a chidush to me, maybe a chidush to some of you, is the understanding of how lechi and how kaira work. I understood it this way too. I don't know how you did. Even though lechi is mishum mechitza, but what kind of a mechitza is it? The Chaznish understands that it's a lechi al derech a pesach. When you have a side that is puritz, it's a piritza. When you add the lechi, Chazal said, now that the lechi is here, this tzad is no longer paritz and has a din of a pesach, a kaira, even though ostensibly it doesn't have a full tzuras of pesach. It doesn't have psimim, it's just resting on the walls. It doesn't even have to rest on the walls, it can be between the walls. Nonetheless, it also forms a pesach, as we saw in the Ravid and Dafhei, it brought in the Rashba. It says, in both those cases, Lechi and Kaira, they make Pesach. Zok the Chazon Ish. But the Chiddush here is this. Before this Sugya, if I only saw the Sugya in Dav Tesvav, I would have said, true, Merub al-Paretz is kosher. But I would have assumed that the spaces between the Mekaymas Ha'indim are Piritzes. The Chiddush of the Sugya is what? That has been Pesach. That, he says, is the chiddush, what the limud is, from chotzer to mavli. What was unexplained to me are two points. Number one, the question I asked earlier. why by Chatzar was it more Pasha than by Mavla? If we, before we got into the sugya, we didn't know that Oymer Rebbe Paritz made the Mekaymas between the Oymer and Pesach, that they were Pirtzes, how did I know it more by Chatzar than I knew by Mavla? How did I know that? Number two, and this to me was a big problem. One of you actually, I think, asked it. Maybe it was Yitzi. Somebody raised it to me, and it bothered me very much. I don't understand. The halach is, I have a Pesach in a Mavui. Sometimes I have a Pesach. In fact, the halach is, you have a less than a shear 10. If it's more than 10, the din is Yemayit. Nonetheless, the Pesach needs something else. Chazal were masaking that the Pesach that leads into the Rishus HaRabim needs some kind of a heker. Call it a lechi. In din, a paritz miloya gets a din Pesach to be matir when you put in the lechi, but the lechi is the heker. The kair is the heker. If I'm in Rebel Aparetz, even if the chiddush is it hasn't been Pesach, great, it hasn't been Pesach, but it now needs a Pesach with a heker. Where's the heker? Elamai, what was the heker, that it was sosum? Is that what he meant? If it, giving it the din Pesach was the beginning, now that I know it has it in Pesach, that's not enough. The Pesach needs a heker, it needs something more. Now it would need either a lechi or a kaira after I know that it has it in Pesach. So what's the chiddush here isn't helping. I want to be matir by mavui. The din by the mavui is when I have a Pesach, the Pesach, the main Pesach, the Pesach that is the Pesach to the Mavui, to going into the Rishus HaRabim, that Pesach needs a heker. Where was the heker here? How did he? I don't understand what he made better, how he worked out the sugya. You guys have that question? Yes, you look at me like I'm crazy. No, did it bother you? You didn't even see the Chazon Ish. Oh, you saw it, okay. Right. In other words, it sounds like it's over. I'm asking if this is the Chiddush, why is it over? It's just beginning. What was the simon?
I don't know, but that's much more of Vashi.
So I'm like, what was the simon? Because there was already a wall there. There was already
it's something there.
So then what happened? So it's understood that I have a Pesach with a stima. I mean, what if the stima is more than Dalet Amos? We have all kinds of halachas here. Now, enter another mahalach. It sounds very easy here. I'm taking out my guns and I'm shooting all these achronim here. So I my whole career was like this. So get used to it. All right. Now, the Brisker Rav. I should say the Brisker Rav in Stencil says over from Reb Chaim, Kol ze tiretz Maran Hagrach. It's a whole shot from Maran Hagrach. Now, what's said here is an interesting idea. He wants to say that there's a special chiddush in Mavui, that a Mavui has to be sosum. How do I know that? At least in this first paragraph, unsaid, unstated, unexplained. And he said, that is the chiddush that I'm learning for Oymid, Meruba, Laparetz. I'm learning that it has a din stima. Why does that have a din stima? He proposes it's midin rubai kikulai. In fact, we'll talk about the Rambam Yitzhak Shem soon. The Rambam Shita is, seems to be that in the case of the Mavui, it's not enough to have Paritz ke'oimed. I need to have Oimitz Maruba ala Paritz. If I need Oimid Rola Paritz, he says it's midin rubai kikulai. So he says, you see, you're being have to be seisim and mavui, and based on that is explained the kalva oimer. Then there is a kasha here. Vinei adayin kasha. I don't know. It's not clear if this is Reb Chaim talking or the Brisker Rav talking. Vinei adayin kasha mizeh mehod dechaver deseif seif yalfinin mechotzer bekalva chaimer imkein gam beparetz kaimenhu devechotzer nira poshet afal gav delo yadin and raya lazeh. The Sagi by Amid Kiparetz. He says, by Chatzer, it was a given that Paretz Kiparetz is kosher. Although we don't have a raya for it, but it's a given. Say, Bezoi, what was the Kal V'chaimer? And he leaves it Bitzarachim. So I have two basic questions. Number one, how did I know Mecha Tasi, that a Movi has to be sus. Afterwards, he says over from something from a barrel to try to bring a raya for it. We'll leave the raya for now. That's a suki coming up by Baki Barabim. I don't understand the raya so well. But what is this concept that Movi has to be sus? Number two is, again, as the Kashi really is asking, two things. Number one, Paritz Kaimed L'chor works by Chatzar. And more than that, how did I know by Chatzar had it to be sus? You're saying I'm learning from Kal v'chomer Chatzar to Movi. Mecha Tasi Chatzar has to be sus, and I can learn to Movi. Where did I know this din that Movi has to be sus? If I didn't have the name of Al Paritz, how do I have a Movi sus? Do I have it from Lechi and Kaira? What's going on here? Sir, huh?
He says that Paritz Kaimed works by Chatzar. It's
We paskin that way. We paskin. All right. So, in other words, you're saying is he's buying ice from the Rambam lahalach. He's trying to build it up that this whole din is libet hilchasa. He's not within the sugi itself. He's taking it out of the Rambam. So he's saying the Rambam made a statement by Mavui. How do we know it's true by Chatzar? How do we know all these dinim are true? Now, I will share with you something that I learned in my years learning by Rabab as Zichron Lebrucha. There were three Gedarim in Reb Chaim. Gedar one was Reb Chaim and Sefer. That was Kodesh Kedoshim. A whole shir could be said to teach up Reb Chaim in Sefer. Reb Chaim in Stencil. It's written by a Talmud, Gonit Fashtan, and he didn't understand one word Reb Chaim was talking about. Gedara 3, Reb Chaim and Baruch Be'er. Reb Chaim said six words to Reb Baruch Be'er, and then there's three pages to explain what Reb Chaim meant. And Nish Fashtan. Reb Baruch Be'er didn't know what he meant. He meant something else entirely. That was what I learned in my years. What? That's what I learned from Rabbi. He didn't say it that way, but that's what I heard. A shear from a Baruch Be'er, there was a whole different shear, older of Shad Reb Chaim. A stencil, this is a Shad. And Reb Chaim, the whole shear could be said to explain the six words in the Reb Chaim and the Sefer. This is written by a Talmud. We will soon see Mirtz Hashem, I think Reb Chaim means something else. Hold on, we'll get to it. What's going on? What is the sugya about? As I said before, we've got to find something. There has to be, by Chatzar, there's a given here. I'm learning from Chatzar to Mavli. What's unique about Chatzar that I could be learning from Mavli and didn't own well parts? Is there anything special? So let's go back to Arashba, which you all know. I think you got it. Yeah, Yaakov Moshe must have said it one of early on in the Bikiyas to explain the chilek between Mavli and Chatzar. Why do I have different dinim? So the Rashba writes, this is the first thing on your sheet. I'm just going to read out a few lines. Masha Shalva. Lama Omer with Mavui, the Vabotim Vachatseris, Psuchois Latoichoi, Shinitir Belechi Vikaira, Uchishain Batim Vachatseris, Psuchois Latoichoi, Vichain Chotzer, Shain Nitoim Belechi Vikaira, Eleva Pas Dal. Why does Lechi Vikaira work by Mavui? It doesn't work by a Chotzer. The other Abu, Ipchamistabra, that should be the other way around. Called the Ushe, the Urin, Boy Hakaratve. When there's more people living there, you need more hakara. Mistabra. Kol shuasua yoiser ledira ula tashmishe hatsnea. Anything that is made for living and for tashmishe hatsnea, you need privacy. Velech obam, you're eating. Right, Rabban says the more a person uses his senses, he's having hana, the more you have to do it by hatsnea leches. Right, when you eat food, you don't eat food in public, you gotta eat food privately. So he says, Trichais a machitzais, yoise gemurais. You need even stronger machitzas. He says, Mechena din bim mavoi, she'ain batim and chatzeris psuchais latoichoi. Tak, if you'd have a mavoi, which didn't have batim and chatzeris psuchim, diurei and muatin, very few people lived there, ve'em ishtamishim hem yoise. Then in boishin kolkach lechol ishtamish behem. Leficha acharein kechotzer. They become more like a chotzer. Why? Because people are actually using them to eat in them, to live in them. So the chotzer, by definition, needs greater tznius than a mavui. A mavui is just for walking. A chotzer, that's for living. the concept of what a chatzar is, it needs greater stimus. It needs a certain kind of estima, whether it be physical, whether it be halachic, to be matir and machsha what a chatzar is. Okay. Now, we find some very interesting things in the din of Oyim Ruvah L'Paretz. And there's some very interesting Rashis that are scattered around in Shas. The Achronim are Mitziachis with them in various places. Let me share with you two. In Sukkah, we have a Brisa and Daf Zayin. The Brisa says, Doif in Sukkah ke Doif in Shabbos. The rules of walls of Sukkah are the same as Shabbos. Uvavad shelo yehei bein kana lechaveru shleisha tefachim. You can't have more between the poles than Gimel Tzvah. The Yaseir is Shabbos al Sukkah. Shabbos has a chumrah that Sukkah doesn't have. Shas Shabbos ain't any terrace el lebo'im rebo laparetz. Mashen kin besukkah. On Shabbos, you need oim rebo laparetz. Sukkah, you don't need it. Rashi, mashen kin besukkah, zot Rashi. Desagi le b'shtayim kilchas and u'shlish yusafilu tefach. A sukkah doesn't need four walls. In fact, it only needs two walls. And the third wall, in spite of the fact that the minimum shear sukkah is seven tefachim, the third wall can only be a tefach.
The third wall means the entire four-wall conclusion.
I'm sorry?
It means the third wall is a tefach, which is poritz mubalaymed.
The third wall is poritz mubalaymed. Midaraisa, certainly, it only needs to be a tefach.
Not speaking about the four-wall enclosure.
No, it's talking about the third wall. It says, even if you had psachim in the other two walls, one or two psachim, if you add it all up, you're going to get actually parts of alignment in all the walls. Still kosher. Notice what Rashi did here. I might have expected Rashi's chiddush to be a third wall as a chiddush, halach l'resh b'sinai, parts were laymed in the third wall. You only need a tefach. You don't need four pasdal. You don't need a four tefachim of oymed. But what Rashi does is he creates the idea of parts were laymed in all four walls. And that's the chiddush over Shabbos. In Sukkah, in spite of the fact that all four walls together come out as parts merloimed, it's still kosher. Mashen kin b'Shabbos. Mashmin Shabbos, there's a need to have oimim ruba l'parats in all four walls. Rashi hinted to it on Daf Tesvav Amud Beis. Rashi Bayas said, Itmar, parats k'oimed. Zatrashi, parts come in Zatrashi, call a hekef kulay osui cake.
Where were you?
Tesvama base, Aram. I didn't hide it, was on the sheet. Parts came in Zatrashi, call a hekef kulay osui cake. Rashi kind of threw in when we were talking about part, we weren't only talking about the fourth wall or the third, any wall. It was a statement about the whole hekif too. I need paritzka. Interesting. So what's going on here? Is paritzka in a din in individual mechitzas? Or is it a din in the entire four walls? This is a big din in Achronim. There's tumult back and forth about this. The Aruch HaShulchan says, as I think seems to say, as a davar poshut, you need also an or four walls. What does it mean? So I found a Ran. The Ran's talking about chotzer. The Ran is on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Dira Maslu Shechein. And the Ran says, it's going on the whole idea of parts being Meruba Lamed actually. It says, Chotzer Rashi, Chotzer Sheruba Psochim. If you have a chotzer that's mostly doors and windows on the four sides, it has a problem. It's parts mubalaymit. Nearly, says the Ran, do a din ba'achis misholish mechitzos to havu deraisa. in any one of the three walls, any one, the Achas Mishal Mishchizas, any one of the three walls, which was parts Milaimed, Midaraisa, that would be a problem. El Ravusa Nakad Hachi, there's an additional Kiddush being said here. Dafilu Daifin Revius. You add and incorporate the fourth wall, delight Stricha Midaraisa. You don't need actually the fourth wall to stop the Shusa Yachi. Mitzdarfa Bahadi Shar Dafanais, the Shavuye parts Mubalaimed. Besides, it looks like from the Ran two din. There's a din in each one of the individual walls that needs to be either parats kaimed or oimen mubala parats, however you want to say it. But there's another halach, and that's the halacha that's being merumas to over there in Daf Yud Aleph, that I need to have oimed parats kaimed in all four walls. And Rashi is explaining Taiches that even the fourth wall, which wasn't really needed midaraisa, sounds like midrabanan. If the fourth wall is parutz, it's mitzdarf to the other walls to give the whole chutz or adin of being parutz meruba alaimid. What's going on? What's this other din that I need to have the walls parutz goyimid, parutz meruba? What's going on? So I read in this halacha the following. There's certainly a din in Hilchos Mechitzas that the Torah, Halacha Lamesh Misinai, was machshiv to be a mechitza, either Poretz ke'oimei, or Oimei Rila Poretz machleika samurai. And I understand that the chiddush of that halacha is, as we said before, is to tell me that when I have Poretz ke'oimei, or Oimei Rila Poretz, the Mokum Poretz is nechshav ke'pesach. Meaning that it's not a pirtza. A pirtza is a break in my wall. No, this is incorporated into the wall. It's part of the wall. Paretz kaimed is one long wall with psachim incorporated in the wall to maintain the wall and maintain the tzur of the wall. But there's another din in all four sides that I need even in the entire sides. Rashi is speaking by chotzer. That I need for it to be Poretz Kaimed also. What's that additional din? So I understand that din in the following way. Back to our Rashba. The Rashba is telling me that there's something unique about Chotzer. A Chotzer is a Mokum Mutzna. It's a Mokum that has to be sealed off. It's private. So the tzur of the chotzer has to be a private place. Rashi's telling me and hinting to me, and by the way, we're going to see it. I think you'll see it in the Rambam too. We'll have to see the Magen Mishnah. We'll wait till Tezvav. We'll get into it more. But then you have to see the Rambam by Sukkah. The Rambam talks about by Sukkah that it has many psachim, etc., etc. We'll talk that there is a din here. That besides the din in the walls to preserve the din mechitza, there's a general din in the Rishus. That it has to be a makom that is sealed. That Oimen Ruvel Aparetz. Not just to be machshiv, the makom psachim, as being psachim. But to envision the makom as being one that is sasim, that is sealed. The Aparetz claim in here is to turn this chotzer into a makom mutzna. A makom that is private. And I machshiv this not just as psachim. It's an additional halacha to see this as being a private and sealed makom. And it's unique to chotzer. And by the way, let's go back to the halachas. The din of a chotzer, that's oimed, there's two kinds of structures, Rabbi Yisrael. This mesechta, this perek, is built on an idea. When Chazal had a reshus hayach that was open to reshus harabin, they required a lechi, or a kaira, in the third, in that open space, to serve as a reminder when I go into the Rishus HaRabin. There's only two kinds of structures that have three walls, at least halachically. Chotzer or mavul. There's something else called karpeh. We're not talking about that now. Let's leave that out of the cheshbon. But in terms of Rishus, it's either chotzer or mavul. There's nothing else. So the chotzer, which is the makom that is deemed the makom that's used as a living space, that's the beginning of this halacha. It's telling me that this din is that to see this chatzar as being a mokum mutzna, a mokum sasu, I need to have not only individual walls, oimed ki paretz ki oimed, I need all four walls that way. Not individually, but as a group. I look at this tzura, I look at my chatzar. Do I have that din niskayim? Then I have a mokum sasu. That is what this sugi is about. And that, by the way, is what Rashi is hinting to in this interesting Rashi. Yossi, you copped it early in the sugi. I thought you were going to jump all over the hanging curveball here. Niteris, I mean, roll the parts. You know what that means, hanging curveballs? Oh, you're American enough. Okay. Afilu nifritz appear so he's harbe bedalin michit so he said, what's he talking about? All four walls. Who cares? We want one wall. You need nothing else. Why don't I need anything else? You know why? Because it's not a Pesach anymore. It has a din sasum. The whole halacha of needing lechi v'kayre is when you have a Pesach. Rashi is being mechadish to me that if all four walls fulfill the din of oimid meruva laparatz, don't even have psachim anymore. I have steamers. I have a mokum sasum. And if I don't have Pesach per se, halach Pesach, I don't even need lechi v'kayre. This is, that I think, by the way, it might be by Rishus Yochid too. That's why by Sukkah, this was important. Sukkah is Rishus Yochid, and Sukkah had to be that way too. Sukkah had to have lechayre, also to be mokum mutzna. One of the chidushim that was nilmah to sukkah was, I don't need that din. I don't need a sukkah, it has to be a mokum sasa.
So what, again, what's the case where those who do the lechi and the kohen
once again? That's what I'm learning to mavu. When I don't have a Pesach. If I have no Pesach, I don't need lechi v'kayra. When you have, effectively, a chotzer, that is completely emunah parts on the which has four sides. Emunah parts, you're not going to need. That's right. That's going to be the lach of chatzar. That's what Rashi's saying.
Mutarais
beloy shum tikun. That's right.
I fulfilled the point of the.
You don't need it because there's no Pesach. There's no halachic Pesach here.
And what was the kavuchaymer?
Oh. Kavachaymer, Mavui, which doesn't really have this din to be sosman on all sides. I would say Mavui doesn't even have this din. Make a taste. Mavui just needs walls. Doesn't have to be sosman. Doesn't even have this whole halacha. Oh, you're going to learn to Mavui that it also has this din. That if I have Oymeid, Ruba Laparatz, it's sosman. Why should I?
That was the Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai.
No, Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai only turns into a Pesach.
How are you different?
If I only had, then I would say I have a Pesach here that needs Lechi V'Kayra. I am being Maisif and taking out of Chatzar an additional din. That it's Kisosum. Ah, it's Kisosum. The Valdik. Now I'm good.
So how are you differentiating from Mavu Sosum?
When the Mavui is sasum, it practically has mechitzas stumas in din. Gabi this halacha that I don't need lechi v'kayra.
So Mavui
Even by Mavui, it's true. You don't need lechi v'kayra.
But it's not, because I don't have a fourth wall.
That's right.
But it's also.
Well, then, so. You can't create more
mechitzas in Mir Shustel.
Mechitzas then is awesome. No, but it can't create a fourth mechitzas. It can't create a fourth
mechitzas. What's the reason that
I have 6 minutes left. Let me see.
What? Now this is once it's poor. So once it's oimim ruva laparatz.
But it can't create a fourth mechitzas.
Better left than a curse.
It doesn't need. I'm going to use a big word now. It obviates the need for lechi v'kaira.
What?
You English guys know what aviate means?
No.
Makes of it?
Takes away.
Makes unnecessary. You learned some English today, huh? You know, in Maimer Tchiyas Samesim, the Kasha, the Rambam, is bevorning all the problems. He never mentioned Tchiyas Samesim in the Yad. So the Rashba, one of the Kashas of the Rashba was the Rambam's a Kaifer, you know, he didn't mention Tchiyas Samesim. So the Rambam writes in Maimer Tchiyas Samesim, I did say it. I said, HaKaifer B'Tchiyas Samesim, Harei Zemin. So the Rashba like said, well, you didn't make a big deal about it. So the Rambam answers that was, if you can say something in two words, why say one? You can say it shorter. So if I don't have to say make a necessary, I can say obviate. You say obviate. You just got to know what it means. Reb Chaim was like that too. He had a mekudeshes, a miskudeshes. What does it mean? Reb Chaim knew what it meant. You want him to say more words. He said it in one word. Oh, so you learn the word obviate. It obviates the need for a lechi v'kaira.
So it makes it the rice, or it's just yochet the rice now? It means if you throw something in there.
Whoa. It always was a shus yachid deraisa. It always was. It always was. These are dinim derabanan. But it's saying is that I have this in stima, like Rashi said, doesn't need tikkun. Guess what? A mabi wouldn't need tikkun either. Frank Taisus. Now Taisus wants to take this really far.
This is only when each one of the individual walls is in the move by the poets?
No, a sachakol.
So then why is Shmoina not mutter but in the move by the poets?
Meets out all the sides. Very good. Because I'm trying to learn up to I can only learn up to the fourth wall. Taisva says, "V'machitza revizu David kavachaymer dilihani meruba." Aval sheyoyel meruba mikol dalav mechitzas lekel meilaf. The dialogue of minadin liyis kini doin to my lefty. I couldn't do it. I wanted to. That would have been great. Taisva says, "I can't do it." Because my Kal V'Chaimer only lets me learn this din steam in the fourth wall. I couldn't work it out. What does it mean?
But steam is built from all the four walls.
But here it's not. Here it's only going to be in the fourth wall.
So it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Steam.
But you are learning from you're learning from Chotzer. You're learning from Chotzer. The Musig of Oymer Balaparitz will produce steam. You're learning that to the fourth wall of Movi, nothing else.
When did I see that?
What's the problem?
Well, I see that concept.
That's the svara. That's the svara.
No, but through a kofa's mechitzas, not through a mechitza, which is mavdi between
the kofa's mechitzas is just a hechatimtz of having them in both parts. You see, you can have it in all. But you can have it in one too. Who says you can't have it in one?
How were the din said though?
Huh? Did I see it
how were the din was said?
Doesn't matter.
What? When did I see in chotzer that it makes it kesasim? Why is it more obvious than in mavdi?
It's a svara because the as the Rashba explains, the chotzer by definition had to have its tzur of being a machnas private. So the halachas that applied to it had to be ones that created a concept of privacy. It had to take away the windows. The windows are there in Metzias, but halachically they aren't there. Yes. Yes, it is. You can look in. It's a window. You look in.
I mean the Rashba. That's why you can't have a window against the window.
The Rashba himself, like, kind of implied that. Tzarech yosim mechitzes gemurais. You need walls that are more complete.
But who said that Omid Rubal Apollos can work there? Right, you need some. Maybe I need a real mechitza.
You can't have in a chotzer. You don't have. You shouldn't have batim mechitzes psuches l'secha. That's like a chotzer. You don't have entrances to it. You don't have spaces to it. You don't have doors. You don't want entrances. So here, the chiddush was.
So maybe simpler than that. Maybe simpler than that. Porch wouldn't work in a chotzer because mitzvistic. I can go in.
So the Chazal said the opposite. The Chazal said. Chazal said they were machsherit, but there's an additional quality that's here. Now, having said this, gentlemen. I want to show you. That's where Amisha Salavachik, I think, means. Take a look. V'nei b'sugyasham. He doesn't say it as nicely and as enunciatedly. This is a safer, by the way. I think it was notes. It's not really edited well. You know, you have to know it from other places. Sometimes you can't read it. It's hard to read. I don't know how well it was edited. But he says, V'nei b'sugyasham de'erevin daf hei mavur de'vamavoy shiva nidoin mishim oedmer v'laparetz. But to ech danin and kavachaymer mechotzer lamavui, that dinim nemru b'chotzer mavoi heim mi hadrabanan shall heter lechi v'karu pasen. Ech shayech laze oim ribo laparetz davi din mechitz v'cholater akula v'lamet tzrichen al ze kavachomer mechotzer mavoi. He's asking all our questions. Achein haperish poshim. Der drabanan matzrich heter lechi v'karu linyan tiltu. Iker dinoi. Eino de havi chisaren mechitzer. Uchrazina the chad madomer shior pizza pirtsas mavui vidalit. The mavur beirin daf vav. Apte chisarn machitza lekad yosem meser. Valkorchadmir debonim le nemar al chisarn machitza. These halachas have nothing to do with anything wrong with the walls. Nothing wrong with the walls. Ella, im yesh boi pirtsas pesach, dainu dalit, sarach heter im kaimai lechi yakaira. Uvaloi heter osalataltel. Where there was a pesach, you need a lechi akara to be matir that Pesach. Vafilu man de soiver de shiuroi be'eser. Hainu mishum de l'inyin de impirtzah shel mavoi shetei tzricha heter shiur gamken be'eser. Aval ze vadai de have din de pirtzahs mavoi tzarech heter bimkoimoi v'enu tole b'din chisaren mechitzah. It's not that there's a mechitzah missing, it just needed a heter. Vafilu hecha de leke chisaren mechitzah shiur b'dalet. Oh, still talking about lechi v'kara. Uchemavurisham dehecha de kabaki by rabim, lechuli amashiro bedalin. Vicholz el shayach ledin mechitzel who midine pirtzas mavoi. These are all dinim in the pirtza. Now he says it all in three lines. El al korchuch, zehu de yalef a gemar damin marur la poritz, mahani leinyin de ein a pirtza oiseres, vein sar chetribim koimoi, after yesh boy shir pirtzas mavoi. The dinim reparets helped, but I don't need any tikkun at all. Why? Because it made it a din stima. And now I can sound like Rav Abba. You guys never heard him. Das hat gemeint. Er hat nicht verstanden, was getrimmt der Brisker. Aber das hat er gemeint. That's what he thought. Mavi doesn't need. There's no din that a Mavi has to be sasum. I'm learning up that a Mavi has to be sasum. That was the chidush. That what it was all about. Kasha was, what do you see by chotzim more? Now, he's right. The Rambam, when he talks about this din of he wants to shtel. We'll have to talk with the Rambam separately. I'm out of time. We'll talk with the Rambam maybe mitzvah tomorrow, next day. Fit the Rambam in, maybe the Hemshech, Hasugi Mietzah Hashem. But that's what he was after. That's what this whole Kiddush was at. The Grama Levi, in three lines, is saying this is Kiddush. Okay, guys, let's talk about Mietzah Hashem.
Can you repeat that point?
What? Because that's what that was. That's only where the dialogue of Minadin. I can only learn it from Lechi B'Kaira. Lechi B'Kaira, how special Allah is on the fourth side. So lechi v'kara matir the fourth side, I can use that word to matir the fourth side. It's a different way of being matir. One is by adding a heker to a pesach. One is eliminating the pesach. But the whole kal v'chaymer can only be said that this din stima was only said on the fourth side.
First, by showing that only ruba does what a lechi does.
Right.
That it takes a pesach and makes it closed.
Right.
Can you repeat the last point?
Which is the last point?
The Mesuyim, what he meant by the Mesuyim?
I'm saying that he says that a Mavi has to be Sosum. And a Mavi has to be Sosum, so therefore you can have all these dinim. So one of the questions I asked is, where do you need a Mavi Sosum? Who ever heard that? And the Brisker himself says, well, you don't have my Chotzer. And then Sir Beryl tried to bring up a halacha. We'd love to see. I don't really know what he. I don't see that it's mukhra.
Both Yashaber. Kabir Chaim saying that was the. Also, Kabir Chaim was saying that was the Beis Levi.
No, it says holds a tear in the garage. He says it was Rav Chaim's Terrence, and he's saying it. Maybe the Brisker. I don't think I knew. You know, I have this from the Reshiva. You know, when you see things in a stencil, you got to take a deep breath. Who wrote it? Which Talmud wrote it? Who said?
Was it Rav Chaim Ginsburg? No.
I think there are many people. I don't think anyone.
He's
stenciled.
The main one.
You sure? I didn't know that.
I think he's the main one.
Why?
Because we're trying to learn from Chotzer that we need this din stima also by Mavoi, right?
Right.
But the Rashba Dafka says that Chotzer is the one which is a Mokka Mutzah. Mover we need less because it's not a makom. So the fact that we need a lechi is a pircha, should be a pircha to this whole kavuchim.
Why do I need my lechi mavoi and I don't need it by chatzer? It doesn't work by chatzer. I think the lumbus is, I didn't explain it. We'll talk about it next time. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I think because by chatzer you need pas dalad, because it the only way to be matir chatzer is by seisim nesad. Lech and kara make a pesach. Chazal didn't want you to make a pesach and a chatzer. They wanted you to be seisim. And that's why it's fundamentally different.
What does it mean? What did Rav Chaim mean? Or Rizmi?
He meant that in order, the sugi is about being soisim the mavui, taking away the pesach, making unnecessary the lechi v'kayra. So he didn't mean there's a din that you need a mavui sauce.
Just need a pot.
What I wanted to do was make this mavui sauce.
Fine.
Okay, heads are reeling. Think about it.